Serious story now, right, Vivi?
Yeah, moving to the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. We're asking the question, is Yemen becoming the new front for Al-Qaeda? This week, three foreigners were killed and six others remain missing in a kidnapping in Yemen. Many experts believe that Al-Qaeda is responsible and it's able to flourish in the Arab world's poorest country. Joining us now to talk about Al-Qaeda in Yemen is Gregory Johnson from Princeton University. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Now tell us, what is the latest that you know about the kidnappings?
Well, there's a lot that isn't known right now. So basically, we know what it is that you've said, that three people have been confirmed dead and six are missing. There has yet to be a statement of responsibility from Al-Qaeda, which now looks more and more like this is something that organization in Yemen might have been behind. Initially, there were a number of conflicting claims, and as we continue to not see a statement of responsibility, there are more and more scenarios and theories and rumors that are making themselves known.
Just also getting some information over the news wires that two of the dead hostages were German nationals, and some of their investigators are actually arriving in Yemen today to investigate what happened to them. But meanwhile, a lot of fingers are being pointed at Al-Qaeda as being responsible. What clues are you seeing, if any?
Well, certainly kidnappings of foreigners, whether they be tourists or foreign workers in Yemen, is something that's been part of the political landscape there for quite a while. What traditionally happens is that tribesmen will take these hostages, these tourists or foreigners, as a way of forcing the government's hand on any number of different issues. But usually these tourists and these hostages are released unharmed. So this has certainly been a break with tradition, which is why I think many people are suspecting that Al-Qaeda is behind it. Just recently, in the most recent issue of Al-Qaeda's bimonthly journal that they put out from Yemen, the emir of the organization there threatened all non-Muslims with death if they didn't leave the country of Yemen.
So where does Al-Qaeda's bimonthly journal go to? Who's receiving this?
Well, it's posted to different jihadi forums on the internet. So it's kind of uploaded by the organization through a middleman, and then it's downloaded by people around the world. I get it on my computer here in Princeton. People in the Middle East, people in Yemen can download it, print it off, and then pass it around hand to hand.
So, you know, there's an ethnic issue here, and I wonder if you'd explain it. Al-Qaeda's original mission was actually to take down the royal family in Saudi Arabia, and ethnic Yemenis in southern Saudi Arabia have often been a source of confrontation for the government in Riyadh. How much of that is driving the settlement or suspicion that Al-Qaeda might find a home in Yemen?
Well, Al-Qaeda certainly has found a home in Yemen, and I think for the U.S., for the Yemeni government, for the Saudis, one of the most worrying aspects of this whole thing is that in many ways, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is what the group in Yemen now calls itself, is the most representative organization in Yemen as well as in Saudi Arabia. It has people from all classes, all social walks, all different tribes and all different regions of the country, which other political parties and social movements really don't have.
Gregory, what's happening with the politics and the economy in Yemen that may make it a really prime spot for Al-Qaeda to base itself?
Well, what's happening is the Yemeni government at the moment really finds itself confronted by a number of different security challenges. The most important one, at least in the government's calculus, is threats of secession from the south, the government's involved in a separate civil war up in the north, as well as the Al-Qaeda threat. And then combine all three of those security threats with Yemen's crumbling economy, which has really taken a hit this year, and the government has less and less resources to direct towards these. So Al-Qaeda in Yemen has realized that the more chaotic it is and the more the Yemeni government is focusing its finite resources elsewhere, the less kind of pressure it can bring to bear on Al-Qaeda and the more room in Yemen that Al-Qaeda has in which to operate.
You mentioned rumors when we were started talking at the beginning of this conversation about Al-Qaeda perhaps being responsible, but also seeing in the news this week that there seems to be some connection between Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, maybe moving to Somalia and then on into Yemen. What's your opinion of that theory?
Well, this theory was, I think, first brought out in a New York Times report last week. And my impression is that this is something that a lot of people seem to be jumping to conclusions here. There's evidence, I think, that security analysts and intelligence agents are kind of watching individuals within Pakistan, and they're seeing some of these people move, and they're certainly seeing more communication between groups in Yemen and those in Pakistan. But I think just because those individuals are moving doesn't necessarily mean that they're showing up in Yemen. Al-Qaeda has not been very shy about announcing when it gets new members, or it's very easy to tell from reading their magazine and their publications when new members come. And at least on the Yemeni side, we just haven't seen any evidence of those people showing up in Yemen.
And finally, Gregory, just rather swiftly, how closely is the Obama administration watching these kidnappings and the story of this kidnapping in Yemen?
Well, I think very closely. The Obama administration has made closing Guantanamo and dealing with al-Qaeda a very high priority for the administration, and things like this certainly give it cause for concern, particularly in the wake of I think, growing worries in Washington and in other capitals around the world that al-Qaeda is going to use the undergoverned regions of Yemen for attacks throughout the Arabian Peninsula, Saudi Arabia, and into the Horn of Africa.
Gregory Johnson, thank you for sharing your expertise with us about Yemen and al-Qaeda. Gregory Johnson is from Princeton University. Mark Garrison is from our news hub, and he's here with you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.